The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, SEOs and marketers. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible, and joining me today is Anthony Machi, who is the Director of SEO at RVO Health, which is a leading health and wellness platform that offers trusted and evidence-based content to empower individuals to make informed decisions about their health. Today, Anthony and I are going to discuss navigating content and answering intent.
This podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Anthony Machi, the Director of SEO at RVO Health. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. I'm grateful to be here. Thanks for letting me on the pod.
Absolutely. So in our intro, you kind of mentioned that you were a listener to the pod, and big thank you to you for being a listener and a follower of the pod. I really appreciate that.
Of course.
One of the things before we get like deep into our topic, I just want folks to know, because I don't think they do, who RVO Health is, what you guys do in the market. Maybe just give some context as we go through our conversation as to like the work that you're doing in this organization.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're really a combination of what used to be Red Ventures Healthline and Optum. So two very large companies who have decided, hey, let's become a joint venture, combine a lot of different assets, and do in the health world what I think a lot of us have been desiring. By when we bring a lot of assets together, we have a lot of capability to provide reader journeys, reader experiences in a way that haven't been available in the digital space before. So that goes all the way from information to finding actions that you want to take to finding a doctor. When we have all those assets in one place, we're able to provide journeys that actually do that all in one space for readers and for customers. And that's what we're doing at RVO Health. So we have platforms like, you probably heard of Healthline, Medical News Today, Greatest, Psych Central, Health Grades. There's also Optum, you know, domains that we have like perks.optum.com. There's also our Bezi platform, which is a bunch of apps. We're focused across the health world and anything from chronic conditions to health and wellness, supporting nutrition, and basically everything in between. That's the summary version, at least.
No, I love it. And I got to say, look, I think that there's no more complicated category than health to be able to do that. I mean, not only does Google, by virtue, isolate health as one of the areas in terms of like the authority eat factors, they look at your money, your life, and they specifically isolate health as an example in many cases as to how to be a trusted resource, right?
100%.
And like from your perspective, like this is one of the most challenging spaces to navigate. How are you all thinking about navigating the SEO landscape? Let's start really broad. As a health information provider, how are you looking at this landscape, and what are some of the ways that you're keeping true to the identity of serving your customers with valuable health information and news?
Yeah, for us, first and foremost, it starts by paying attention to the reader. And in the health space, you know, somebody could be coming to our site from many different scenarios, from many different identities. I mean, if you think about the complexity of how many people are coming to our sites, what we have to do when we center the reader in that way is we have to start with our medical professionals. We have to start with who are the folks who are the experts that have the value to give to the reader. And so our process really starts with our medical affairs team and our consumer insights team, who are the ones who are actually spending the most time with our readers, hearing survey results, asking questions, listening well to what our readers want, how they're coming to our pages, what they're looking for on our pages. So as a company, we're really grounded in those two teams are our center points in terms of, if you think about our structure, we have to lean on our experts. They're the ones who are providing the value within our content. We have to lean on our consumer insights team. They're the ones who actually are giving us the most insight into what our readers need. There's a whole line of processes that come after that point, but our center point is really that. And what that does in terms from a search landscape, obviously Google is paying attention to the double EAT, right? They want to know that you have the right experience, you have the right expertise, you have the right authority, and that folks trust you. When we start from that lens, when we start from our medical professionals and from listening to readers well, that aligns with Google's goal as well as providing, hey, we want to make sure that you're providing the medical expertise that folks are actually looking for in this topic area that you're writing about. The cool part is we also have editorial teams who work alongside those medical professionals. Our goal has always been like, hey, if you went into a doctor's office and you had an editor make digestible what the doctor's trying to say, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, can we do both? Can we have the medical professional there and an editor to write it for you so it's very easily digestible and it's easy to understand? And along the way, as SEOs, we're researching what are folks searching for? What is their intent behind what they're searching? You know, we're passing a lot of search insights of what the SERP actually looks like and feel like to the editorial team and to our professionals, to our medical professionals, to actually then provide that content that meets those intents and that meets the SERPs, that the way that they're structured. That's the overall structure of how we've been structured from the get-go. You know, I started 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Since I've started, I know folks who were here before that, they built that foundation that I then just got a chance to work off of. And we've been doing it ever since in terms of providing valuable information to the reader.
Well, let's go deep into a spicy question then, because I gotta go right into this, because we've seen it recently in a lot of the Google updates. We've heard a lot of discussion around the, you know, domain authority abuse that's happened on the internet, right? And without naming names, right, these publications, these news outlets, these resources have gone, say, from one vertical, like say you've gone from being a very finance business related outlet, and now all of a sudden you're selling cookware, right? Or you've gone from being a legal advice and legal direction resource, and suddenly you're selling swimwear, right? It's been this, whoa, what's going on here scenario with domain authority. And I'm curious, for a brand and an SEO that works in health, well, something that is very intimate to people and personal, as you're looking at the market do that, how have you perceived that? How have you dealt with that internally within RVO? Because I'm assuming there's been questions like, hey, we're a health authority. I think we should start promoting granola bars. How do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of emotions that we experience when those situations arise, which we have seen a few just in our marketplace and our competitive landscape. Obviously, it's first and foremost, it's painful because we're thinking about the reader. And then you think about, like, my family's visiting our sites, right? Our family's searching these SERPs. Our friends are searching these SERPs. We don't want information that's popping up that's not rooted in that valuable, authority-backed expert information. So that's also what gets me up in the morning, is also a level of, okay, motivation to say, hey, let's visit those SERPs. Let's, you know, keep doing our work well so that the information that's valuable is going to make its way to the top of that SERP. There's also motivation there. And there's also frustration too. I mean, I think SEO works best when we're really aligned between the service that Google's trying to do for the reader and what we as SEOs are trying to do for the reader. When we're focused together on the reader, that's really when a really healthy relationship and a healthy outcome can happen, especially in the health space, when the information that we're providing, it needs to be grounded. It really needs to be grounded. And the effects that can happen when it's not grounded and attuned to a certain extent as much as we can to who you are, when you're coming to our page, maybe a little bit about your background and maybe a little about, you know, other conditions you might have while you're searching for this one. The level of attention that needs to be there is just higher than you'll experience in other industries in terms of the risk that can happen when you don't do that process well. So I feel the responsibility of that in the day to day. I can literally feel it in my chest right now of like, that's what gets me up in the morning. It's what our team's motivation is to do that process well. And it's obviously our medical team led by Dr. Jenny Yu. That's their whole mission.
Right.
Right. Is to do this process well in the digital space.
And so, I mean, like, let's navigate further down into this, because that's really the core of our topic here, which is the connection between, you know, the content that we're producing and the intent that we're trying to convey on our pages. And I want to slip in this concept of experience, because experience is really at the forefront of what I think the matching of content and intent really helps web developers and websites complete, right? And so how do you all think about the experience, the content, and the intent at RVO? And ultimately, the first question I have for you is, getting to intent probably starts much, much sooner in your product management processes, your content and topic selection processes. So how do you think about the preparation work that you need to do in order to map to intent?
Great question. It actually starts for us at the condition level, the way that we're operating right now. So in the health space, you know, if you think about a condition like hypertension, our consumer insights team will go out and survey a lot of different folks who have or know loved ones who have hypertension. And they'll start documenting for us, you know, again, there's such complexity here when you think about each of our individual experiences and identities coming to a page, but the consumer insights team does an amazing job of pulling out common experiences, feelings, needs for folks or for folks that folks know who have hypertension. And they'll literally start creating journeys for us based on those three levels of, hey, from all the way to the time where maybe they're experiencing symptoms and they don't know if they have the condition yet, what are they feeling there? What are their experiences like? What are their needs? All the way through, hey, you know, they're getting a diagnosis now. What's that journey like? Okay, now they're looking for treatment. What's that journey look like? Okay, now once they've gotten a couple of treatments that work, they want to start looking at lifestyle and overall prevention for future. They literally map that for us so that when SEOs are then heading into SERPs or tools and saying, hey, what's the search volume like around these different topics? That map is right there. So, you know, when you see a keyword like how to diagnose hypertension, or just diagnosed with hypertension is probably even a better example. That diagnosis usually comes quick. It's very easy to get that diagnosis, and folks usually feel shocked or surprised. And they're like, I didn't have any symptoms, and all of a sudden I'm experiencing this. We can hold that context with that keyword, which is gold, right? Like, I think the value of that context goes missed a lot. When you know the context of where someone probably is with that keyword, that's gonna help you translate those notes that you hand on editorial. Editorial also has that map in front of them to think and hold the reader while they're writing that piece of content on that particular topic. Now, the next question underneath your question is then, how do we meet the intent of that keyword? You know, just diagnosed with hypertension. This is now getting into the journey, right? And interpreting the journey. Someone with that keyword is probably not looking for treatment, right? They're not looking for information about diagnosis. They're looking for, what are my next steps to actually find treatment? And that comes with experience, understanding the SERPs, understanding the medical landscape from our medical team, how this works. And so this has been the shift that we've experienced over the last few years. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this too. We used to be able to write articles that covered lots of different topics in one article. So we might've had a hypertension article that covered, we call them head terms, right? Everything from the overview of what it is all the way through treatment options at the very bottom. The SERPs, the way we've seen them transform in the last few years is that they're actually prioritizing specific articles on that intent more so. That it's like more likely you'll see just a treatment article ranking at the top of that SERP. And it makes sense because we just want to come into a page and have it go right in to what are my treatment options. If I'm searching this, I want to go right into my intent. I don't want to have to scroll down the page to get to treatment. And so we've really started focusing on more of a specific to intent article structure that's meeting the reader and what they want to immediately, right from the top with our tabs all the way through our first H2s. How can we structure that so we're getting right to the point? I think the last thing I'll say is, could you, you know, imagine going to the doctor with that same question, say, hey, doc, I was just diagnosed with hypertension. What should I do? And he's like, oh, wait, let me tell you what hypertension is first.
Right.
You're like, I already know that.
Yeah, exactly.
or let me tell you about the causes of how, you know, I lived it. Just get me to the treatment. Like, I just want a list of the treatments and I want your advice. I want you to go deep. And then I want you to connect me to some related content too. Like, maybe you want to know about diet now. Maybe you want to know about how can we get that related content in front of you too.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Wix. Wix Studios is the new web platform tailored for designers, developers, and marketers who build client websites for anyone from early stage startups to complicated enterprises. The magic of Wix Studios is its advanced design capabilities, which makes website creation efficient and intuitive. Here's a couple of useful features that separate Wix Studio. First off, you can work in sync with your team on one canvas. You could reuse templates and widgets and sections across all sites, and you can create client kits for seamless handovers. And yes, of course, they have best-in-class SEO and security. But what I think sets Wix Studios apart is you're able to create a unique look and feel using things like no-code animation, responsive behaviors you can create with AI, and if you're technically inclined, you can code on your terms in a robust dev environment. Best of all, they've got amazing multi-site management for enterprise, so your team can implement its best ideas across all of your sites in a flash. So join thousands of brands, including Intuit, Kroger, Glassdoor, and HelloFresh, who deliver brilliance and smash deadlines with Wix Studio. If you're looking to build better client websites, check it out for yourself at wix.com/studio. That's Wix, wix.com/studio. Okay, back to today's interview.
Right. That's the interesting thing, right? You just brought in these components that make this a richer experience, like related content or topics to a particular health issue or challenge for the reader, right? And so that all goes into this experience component, right? Because if you're just going to be an encyclopedia or a Wikipedia page about a disease or an illness, what value is that? That just gives you the baseline knowledge. It's taking it to the next level of treatment, solutions, ways of resolving these health issues that really take you to the next part of that journey. And I'm sure there's even further journeys depending on the scenario and the outcome, but that's all about building experience. One of the hard questions that I think you often get when you talk about the intent of your reader, the intent of your user, is how do you measure that? And so how are you thinking about the measurement components of navigating this connection of good content that you guys have, because you have these great resources, to the intent, and then ultimately like the results of your business?
Yeah, another great question. By the way, you mentioned the word experience, which just jogged my memory again of how are we doing that on our pages as well. And right now, our best way to encapsulate experience is directly from the medical professionals who are speaking into that page. It'd be interesting. I'm sure lots of folks are trying to dabble in UGC, you know, user-generated content on health pages. It's difficult for us to be able to do in the current moment. But that experience is coming from our medical professionals. So it's like if you were in the doctor's office and saying, you know, I love our pediatrician for our 3-year-old does this, by the way. She's like, hey, by the way, I use this for my daughter. Right? Like when your doctor says that, that's a whole nother level of authority and trust that you build, because like you're actually using that for your daughter. That's what the vibe we're trying to get on the pages right now is from the medical professional, their experience, and moving off of that. From that point, another great question of, okay, how do we actually identify that intent? And then how is it impacting our overall business? And how do we measure that as well? When we actually start writing articles that specifically meet that intent, we're every 3 months that article has been live, we're measuring it. How did it perform? How did it rank? We do what we call postmortems. So every piece of content that was produced within a month, we take a look at how it's doing, we give some averages, and we host meetings with editorial and give them feedback as well. Here's what went well, here's things we can improve on. And we do this as a monthly process with all of our brands that we just get to do and share and brainstorm about how we can do it better. We have averages too of like, did we meet that intent at the top? Did it gain this many cert features? You know, what's the percentage of cert feature ownership? What's the percentage of people also ask ownership? We start kind of measuring different cert feature ownership alongside rankings. We'll look at especially the answer box, the featured snippet. Ownership rate's a really good metric to use in terms of did we meet intent, especially at the top of the page. That's a great metric that we use. Just overall sessions per month compared to what we expected is another great metric to use for overall performance. And that directly relates to our business. Most of our business, at least that I'm focused on, is a direct ad sales business, right? So we sell through some content, other content is programmatic. It all mixes up to be kind of an overall revenue percentage that we pay attention to. The one last thing I'll mention there is with the featured snippets, one thing we've really been paying attention to is, yes, you can get into a featured snippet, but where does it take you on the page? And how is that experience for a reader? So we really pay attention, and people also ask as well, you know, sure, you may have owned it, but how confusing is it for a reader to get taken to the bottom of your page and not know where they are?
Right.
So then you see bounce rates are higher, right? That's an interesting phenomenon as well.
I mean, this is where it gets really interesting for us as SEOs, because the concept of intent always brings us back to the SERP and what a user in Google is trying to achieve, right? And earlier in this episode, you kind of shared, right? Like, that's the magic of what we're trying to accomplish. It's trying to accomplish, like, how do we get someone from Google and what Google's trying to accomplish with the value of our content, our experiences, our assets, and like, how do we connect those two? So I want to kind of maybe even close out this particular episode in getting some clarity from you in terms of how you're communicating successful outcomes of intent back to your internal stakeholders. You just shared, you have a whole list of medical professionals that you get to work with and are part of your teams, right? You got product and engineering and those folks, right? You have different business channel owners, right? Even different site management teams that are managing different sites. How do you convey the success of an intent campaign or an intent-based driven outcome with all those folks and share this these successes so that all the sites can improve the outcome of SEO?
Yeah, especially when those different teams are working on widgets or experiences that are intended to enhance meeting intent, it's a lot more fun and a lot more poignant, because we'll run a test. Like right now, for example, we're working on a lot of different link widgets on our page, right? And that's helping meet related intents on a page. In addition to the main intent, there's all these secondary intents we're trying to meet. And so we'll literally go through and measure, okay, what was the click-through rate of that particular secondary intent based on where you placed it? What was the click-through rate of that secondary intent? And with this location, how did that pan out for you all? That's a great example of when we do have that collaboration, especially across products, edit, and SEO, where we're reporting out how the performance of something they tried did in terms of meeting that reader journey when they got on our page. And that click-through rate tells the story, right? When you have that much, we have a lot of data that we can parse through in terms of how many folks are visiting our pages. And that click-through rate will then say, oh, like based on that location, it worked a little bit better. Based on that location, it was more accessible. And that's one way that we're reporting data across in terms of what was successful and what was not in meeting intent. In terms of the main intent of the page, SERP features are the primary way that we're doing that right now in terms of where did we gain paragraph featured snippets, where did we gain list featured snippets. That's usually the sign that we met that main intent for that particular SERP, in addition to just overall session health, ranking health at an average at scale. We track a lot of different keywords across all the keywords that we care about as well. And that's a great way to just give averages across the board for keyword clusters of how we did for that particular article. It's intricate and complicated though, right? Because we might be going after one intent, but that article might rank for a few other main intents as well. So the key reporting on that whole keyword clusters right now, the best way that we're going about that.
Love it. So, I mean, in closing here, right? Like, where are some of the ways that you're advising SEOs think about intent and using that in organizations? What are some of the tips from your experience that our listeners could take away in terms of how they can better incorporate this into the way that they're doing SEO and managing the expectations within their organization?
100%. I mean, right now our focus is on AI overviews, right? What used to be called SGE. Mm-hmm. I think that's my biggest place for folks to lean into right now. It's essentially a new SERP feature, right? It's a very big new SERP feature that's being rolled out.
Right.
At one point it's being rolled out very fast. Obviously it's a little bit slower now. But, you know, we've had the pleasure, and our VP, Matt Smith, has done a great job to work with. Shout out to Mike King and iPollRank for getting us a lot of great data just over the past few months of our presence within AIO. And I think right now that is our next chapter, to start leaning in and saying we're focused on two areas. We're focused on the carousels there. We're focused on the citations. And there's a lot of different ways that intent is being broken down within those overviews as well. We call them primary intent, and a lot of times there's secondaries, just like layered one after the other. And now the challenge is, how do you meet those intents? Are you going to make multiple articles to try and meet all those intents? And how are you going to track those within the citations? Data is obviously hard to come by, especially click-through rate. Just so you all know, like, we've actually run surveys recently to panel folks and say, how are you interacting with AIO? That's the only way we've gotten close to actually coming around to what is the click-through rate for this new experience that folks are often interacting with for the first couple of times. There's also just the whole theme of we're going to have to be okay as SEOs that there's going to be some folks who are just going to come to that experience and get what they need and go on their way. So, you know, we probably are going to have to focus more on the audience that we call our maximizers, who are the folks who are going to want to click a few times.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That's only a portion of our audience now. The click is not as necessary now as it ever has been before. So, you know, let's focus on those maximizers who want to dig deeper and see how we can optimize their journey in gaining information and the whole part of the process. That's my recommendation in terms of in this age that we're in, I would lean in there. I would start to lean in whatever kind of scenario you're in, start to unpack what is that new feature like. It's going to continue to roll out, I'm sure, you know, in the future, far and wider. And that's the new chapter that we're unfolding right now.
Absolutely. And that's a great place for us to wrap up this SEO episode on the Voices of Search podcast. Thank you to Anthony Machi from RVO Health for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Anthony and I are going to discuss the impact of SGE. We'll probably sprinkle in a comment or two on AI overviews and how to future-proof this in your SEO plans. If you can't wait until our next episode and would like to learn more about Anthony, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes or visit his company website, rvohealth.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Wix Studio for sponsoring this podcast. Wix Studio is the new web platform tailored to designers, developers, and marketers who build client websites for anyone from early stage startups to the most complicated enterprises. The magic of Wix Studio is its advanced design capabilities, which makes website creation efficient and intuitive. So join thousands of brands, including Intuit, Kroger, Glassdoor, and HelloFresh, who deliver brilliance and smash deadlines with Wix Studio. If you're looking to build better client websites, check it out for yourself at wix.com/studio. That's Wix, wix.com/studio. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.